This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5HourEnergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
If you want to get into the psychology of sport, we could talk about the stuff that Drew Locke's dealing with and how tenuous the locker room is, I'm sure, and tense over there for the New York Giants. But, you know, that's part of what this business is, especially when your team is losing and it continues to lose and there's a losing culture and they can't overcome it. And now you got to deal with, interactions between human beings. And there are going to be feelings, and those feelings, I try to tell you guys that they're not robots.
Feelings,
and quite frankly, if I were Drew Locke, I'd be pissed off too. I mean, like, what did I come here for?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you pass me over. Now I think the Giants actually are doing the right thing for their fans. You know, there's a pecking order. There's an understanding when you sign your contracts, but once the team starts losing, all of those agreements go completely out the window. All of those handshakes, all those great moments that you had in training camp and all the belief that the team had in you means nothing when the team starts going south. And the team has gone south for the last 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and now all of a sudden they have to do something for their fan base. And I was talking to two of my really hardcore Giant fans that do have season tickets. And I always kind of rely on them to get the temperature of the fan. You know, I'm a big temperature guy.
Like with the Chef IQ sense, you insert the probe into your friends and then you check your phone.
I insert that probe right into them and I say, okay, let me see the heat level.
Right, and then you look on your app and it's like, here we go.
And really, both of them basically yesterday said, now, I will say this. They come from Italian heritage. Oh. So they are very happy that Tommy DeVito's getting a chance. And that they feel as if the team is throwing them a bone to go to the game and to have something to look forward to as opposed to going to the game and knowing that they're not going to score any points in the first half and there are going to be balls thrown into the ground over the heads of the attendant receivers and there are going to be sacks. So they are at least somewhat relieved. But then I asked one of them. I said, what happens if Tommy, you know, goes 20 for 30, you know, 220 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and the Giants win 24-17. You know what the next thing is going to be? Why didn't you do this earlier? That's the next argument coming if Tommy DeVito is able to deliver with an energetic performance, a good performance. But those two guys that are longtime Giant fans, they're my age, they've been around, they've seen everything, they know the team better than I know it. All I can tell you is that they are genuinely looking forward to the game on Sunday against the Bucs.
Yeah, I mean, and which is great for a fan base that is dead, and it's the same thing last year was the only positive sports story that we had in New York football. But, you know, now if Daboll and Shane stay, and I think at this point that's probably the most likely situation, they're now in a spot where they are probably going to have to draft a quarterback because the options are not going to be great out there otherwise. So they had an opportunity with two guys last year. Now I didn't love the JJ McCarthy pick for the Vikings, but apparently he's, you know, with this injury and watching Sam play and he's
sort of getting a full education this year. Maybe he'll come back and be good next year. But they didn't draft Michael Penix. They didn't draft J.J. McCarthy. And now they've got a spot where if they are here next year, they're going to have to draft a quarterback. Now, we'll see how the evaluations go. Guys come out of nowhere. There's combines. There's pro days. There's all that stuff. But if they win a few games, they're going to be in the same position as they were last year, where that top quarterback is probably not going to be within their reach.
The top quarterback is going to be Shedeur Sanders.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
That's the top quarterback. And the question is, who is going to have that number one overall pick? Does Jacksonville hold on to it and end up trading out of it because they gave Trevor Lawrence a huge contract already? Or do the Giants continue to lose, and do they go up the draft board, and do they end up with the number one pick? That's basically, look, the Titans are going to want a quarterback, the Browns are going to want a quarterback, the Giants are going to want a quarterback, the Raiders are going to want a quarterback.
Right, but so this is the point,
the
is
Jets
that
are going to want a quarterback.
How Tommy DeVito plays, just like last year, is going to affect the future of this organization.
Yes, yes. So all these teams, there's like seven teams in the top 10 that all need quarterbacks.
Just like they were three ahead of the Giants last year. And they all took quarterbacks, and if Tommy DeVito didn't win some of those games last year, maybe they would have had one of those top three guys.
And you know it, and I know it, and you got to find the right guy that can handle all this. There's a lot to be handled here. Now, a little bit different for the Giants than it is the Jets. The Jets need more than that. I mean, they're gonna need real strong personalities to stand up there in front of their fan base and say, we're starting over again. Yeah, and there are good players on the Jet roster. There's no question about it. Whether or not they can come together as a team and play better next year, that's a whole nother story. But for the Giants, I mean, it really is going to come down to where are they in the pecking order when it comes to the draft in 2025. And if it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to be outside of that, you know. There's going to be a couple of other quarterbacks that will ascend, if you will. They'll go up the
old
ladder.
Out of nowhere guys,
right?
You know, it always happens. Where,
yes, of course.
Teams who are desperate for quarterbacks because their jobs are on the line, or in their salary cap situation, and they need to have a guy in a rookie deal to be able to have the best roster. And then you get these guys that are overrated and drafted way above where they should be drafted, and they end up being busts. So
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff out there now, like. Like Kirk Cousins has had a good year for the Falcons, probably not as good as they were hoping for, or not as explosive. They shouldn't be where they. I mean, they're in first place in their division, but they've lost too many games, and you know they didn't compete out in Denver at all. And that's not why you give a guy $100 million. You know, you want to go out there, you want to compete, you want to have a chance to win every single game. And there may be a little bit of the bloom off the rose, if you will, down there in Atlanta. And I'm sure they're watching Michael Penix. I'll be looking for that big Penix. Watching Michael Penix in practice, much like, and I'm not saying he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes, but you know that I really liked him coming out of Washington. I loved his accuracy. He reminded me like of Tua because he's left-handed. He plays that kind of way. He doesn't run around. He's a smart player. He's got a really strong arm. He's a really accurate player. I'm sure that they're watching him in practice, much like Kansas City used to watch Patrick Mahomes that first year he was there. And maybe Michael Penix will get a chance to play some football here late in the season if, in fact, the Falcons are playing in some games that don't mean anything. And just like the Chiefs played Patrick Mahomes the last game of his rookie year, and he lit up Denver. Like, you knew it was coming. Mm. So I think that may be happening down in Atlanta as we speak. And if that's the case, guess who's going to be available?
Kirk Cousins.
That's right. And he's going to be one of your stopgap guys. Because everybody around here, at least at this station, when I turn on the station, I listen to it.
Stopgap guy?
I hear so much stopgap talking. It's unbelievable. Mm.
Yeah, okay, so stopgap then for who? So then,
well, that's the point.
So you're going to bring in Kirk Cousins, who had a history of putting up big numbers and a history of winning games. You're going to bring him in just to be in the draft the next year to try to get a top quarterback.
I mean, they want to win.
You're going to probably be picking like 15th again.
Look, whoever the coach is,
it's a nightmare.
They want a quarterback that they can count on, that they can trust. Now, look, for Tommy DeVito, here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity to show the Giants that you can either be the next Brock Purdy, or you can be at least a serviceable quarterback that they can throw out there, and you will give them an effort and win ball games. And he could be your stopgap.
Yeah,
I mean, he could be your starter going forward. He could be your stopgap going forward. I don't think, you know, I think with the way that Drew Lock is reacting to all this, which I appreciate 100%. I get his take on things.
Yeah,
he's not going to be here.
Of course not. Yeah.
They're basically screwing him over is what they're doing. And maybe he didn't realize what he was getting himself into. Maybe he thought it was going to be different and that he would actually have a chance, because he knew that in Seattle he was not going to have a chance to unseat Geno Smith. Like, he had a chance to come here with a lame duck quarterback that wasn't playing well, and there were a lot of question marks, and he had an injury history. Maybe he thought he would get into games and be able to start games maybe in week 3, 4, or 5, not here in week 11.
Yeah, I think the best way to explain this whole thing is they brought in Drew Lock with the hopes that this team would be competitive, and knowing that Daniel Jones has an injury history, that if he went down, they had a guy like Drew Lock, like Geno Smith went down last year, and Drew Lock came in and played really well for a short amount of time, so they'd have a professional quarterback to be in there if Daniel Jones was hurt, to make sure they didn't fall out of the playoff race. The way it turned out, the team is dead. They're 2-8. There's nothing going on. And the only exciting thing that the Giants have had in a very long time was Tommy DeVito last year. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, we're terrible at home. We can't win a game. Our fan base hates us. Let's throw him Tommy DeVito again and see if we can have a little bit of fun before the season is over.
You know, I agree with that. I agree with that assessment. And maybe it wasn't said in those words, but I'm sure that internally, that's probably what's going on. Like I said, maybe if this game were away this week, maybe it would have been Drew Lock. I don't know. I know that there are all sorts of incentives out there. You know, SpotTrac put it out there. This is why he's not playing. I'll tell you one thing. As a former player who got screwed over when it came to incentives, there is nothing worse than getting screwed over. Feel like you cannot trust that front office. You cannot trust that ownership. You cannot trust the coach.
So what do you think Daniel Jones is thinking at this point, where he is now the fourth quarterback? But now it's clear to me that even though they threw him out there for 10 games in NFL football with him getting his face kicked in, that now they don't want him seeing the field because of the potentially injury guarantee at this point, because they know he's not the future. They know that he's done. They know his future here is nothing. So what they're going to do is make sure that he can't even get anywhere near the field